Only exerim midrabbanan not to eat food, not to buy cooked food from a goy. Or cross machta biyama. And this pasuk is only in this machta. But half min was more. Half min was a real drosha. Maskon is only in this machta midrabbanan. Now, what's the time? What's the time of this gzeira? Not teach shlokas bishalakum. So Rashi says here midrabbanan shloya yisro rogel etzloy b'michel b'mishta. A Jew should not be eating food by a goy. Rashi on the new time, they're afraid maybe he'll give you issa. Like a guy has trifus in his house, he may come to eat his vegetables, he may come to eat his meat also. That's the gzera of shlokas. Tosfos argues, Tosfos Pirush Rashi, the Rabbanan goes to Mishum, the Chayin Shem Yachlenu the Batzveim. The Yisroi Nira, better would have been, Lefarah Shatam Mishum Chasanus, the Chayin Pirush Akushin Vamathisin. That the reason is, the Chum don't want us to come close to them, not to intermarriage. And Amar Rav Avram, there's a big difference though in the Tam. Rav Avram says like this, Rav David, if the guy cooks the food in his own house, then there's a gzera. Mashma, this will be according to Rashi, that then you're afraid the guy maybe, or maybe not. No, a guy cooks in his own house. Sorry. But you have a maid in the house, and she'll cook for you in your own house, so Reb David holds a smutta, because then we're not afraid she'll mix in trifus, because in your house you have no trifus, and you're not afraid of chasnus, because you're not going to come to know them, she's only cooking in your house. But, Rabbi Natan says, no, that's not a heter. Once a guy cooked the food, there's no difference. Then so this is what Rashi means to hit on more than just a time of chasnus. If it would only be a time of chasnus, because then Rabbi Avram's taina would be good. Rabbi David's taina. That mishum chasnus only, if you go to their house, you get to know them. But if they come and cook into your house, your maid, if so, don't have a maid in the house. And they didn't make it zero like that. So therefore, for us to cook in your house would be okay. That's what Rashi is on, but there's another reason why they made it the tekona. The tekona is that we're afraid if a guy cooks, they'll cook trefus. They don't know the halachas. Therefore, the stomach's there, even if a maid cooks in your house, there'll be an issa bishalachas. We'll see this looking now. Right, the Omer Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, Omer Rav, kol ha-nechal k'moy shuchai, anything that you could eat raw, that's like a carrot. A carrot you could eat raw, is ein boi mishum bishu yod k'chovim. Even if a guy takes now and cooks up this carrot, there's no issa. You're allowed to eat it. As long as it could be eaten raw like tomatoes, you could eat raw, so you could buy ketchup, because it's made from tomatoes that could be eaten raw. But that's one heter. The Surya Mas Nahochi, in Surya they learn this way, but the Pumbadisa Mas Nahochi, they learn like this. That Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Kol She'enoi Nechal Al Shulcha Melochim, any food, any dish that's not that important, that is not brought on the king's table, Lilfois Be'es HaPas, it has to be brought there to make the bread taste well. In other words, it was the main part of the dish, not maybe just the dessert. It has to be something that's eaten with the bread itself. Lofos v'esapas. So if it's not that choshev, ain't by mishum b'shuli yadikhovim, then also there's no issa v'shalakim. And they only made the gzeir on something that's choshev. So according to places, that would be good. If the gzeir is mishum chasunus, you come to marry them, so it's only on a choshev of Michael that you get to know them if they give you. But they give you simple food, then we're not afraid of. The question also exactly is, what does Lufa's best of past mean? Is it only really something you eat with bread or anything? It's really very questionable in the halacha. I call upon him, we pass in Lakula both of these reasons. Since it's only Issa the Rabbanan, we go Lakula, and it's only also something that was, you cannot eat raw, and something also that's Oyla Shulchan Lachem. It has to be something Choshev that goes on the table of the kings, which is also a very hard concept to understand. Like Lamosha, let's say potatoes. How do you look at it? Maybe a regular baked potato doesn't go on the Shulchan Lachem. But how do they do? They make it fancy. And you have to understand, every food there is, it goes on the king's table. So only question, they make it more fancy of him. For the king, they'll make it in a fancy form with more ingredients into it, and a normal person would only have it a regular baked potato. It's very hard to concept exactly what goes into Ola Shulchan Lachem and what not. Question cereals. The cereals come into Ola Shulchan Lachem or not. even though cereals have another heter. If a cereal, like Cheerios, which is a mezoinos, that goes into pasakum. On top, because we have the heter, pas palter is mutter. But cereals that you only make a shakol on, then it's a question. You have to make sure it's not oila, al shulchan lochem. Something like Rice Krispies. You have to hope the Rice Krispies is not oila, al shulchan lochem. Maybe the king doesn't eat it. And then again, yes, no. If Reagan enjoys Rice Krispies, he'll eat it for breakfast. So we see an egg is also. If a guy cooks an egg, it's also heated. An egg is called oila, al shulchan lochem. Again, what type of an egg? A soft boiled egg, I don't know if it goes on the king's table. Have to make him, they give him an omelet. If those go down, an egg is awesome. So it's very hard.
All
right, let's go. Right. But these are the two heterium. If it's one of these two, it's okay. Right. My benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? My benayu, kibinayu, dogim chitanim, we have small fish, the ardi have mushrooms, the dice and crushed cereal. And these things, mashma, they're not oila shulchan lochim, but they're not nechol chai. So for the first reason, these things would be yosa. Like small fish, you can't eat raw, it has to be cooked. So according to the first reason, it would be yosa. According to the second reason, these things are not oila shulchan lochem. So we hear clearly that small fish, musulsi toises, means very small fish, maybe like sardines. Sardines maybe is not oila shulchan lochem. The yardi, mushrooms. Mushrooms is not oila shulchan lochem. You can eat cooked mushrooms from a goy. The daisa, that's chopped cereal. Mashma, this chopped cereal, like farina doesn't go on a king's table. Therefore, the dicer would be all right. Not sure what dicer is. Dicer is chopped flour. What? Yeah. Right. Omaravasi, omarav. Dogim chitane meluchim. Let's say you have small salted fish that the goyim salted. There's no issabishalakim on this. Now, first of all, Tayyip says, we're talking about now dogim ketanim, which are oila shulchan lochem. And therefore, if a guy would really cook it, it would be yosa. But here we're talking about, he does not have to cook it, he only has to salt it. Like small fish, the way you make it edible is just salt it. So the chiddush is, even though the guy is making it edible, but since it's not through fire, it's only through cooking, it's only through salting, that's not called bishul. Rashi meluchim, necholim kumoy shein machmas molchon. Since the guy salted it, that made it edible. But it's edible now without a bishul, therefore there's no issur bishul akim. But Tayyip speaks out, even though before we said dogim ketanim is not oila shulchan lochem, here it means they're a little bit bigger. That these fish already are oila shulchan lochem. And the heter is that it was not cooked, it was only salted. Omer Rav Yosef, in Solomon the Kechavim, if now a guy would roast this fish, it's still mutter to eat. Because since he made it edible, not all they are, through salting it, so you'll not eat it. So even if he goes and cooks it now, still it's mutter. And therefore, Soymech Yisrael Alayim, Mishamiru v'Tavshilim. You're allowed to use this roasted fish now for an Erev Tavshilim. So if the guy would have roasted it right away, it'd be yasa. Because then it would be Bishalakim. But here, the way he made it edible was through salting it, that's not a Bishal, so it became edible through salting its mutter. Then even if he cooks it, like you said, a raw carrot, since you can eat it raw, even if a guy cooks it, still it's mutter. Now, via dinu of the kachavim, kisa the harsana, also. Let's say the guy makes a dish from this fish. He takes out the oil of the fish, and he mixes it into flour, and then he cooks up this dish, then it's also. So Mor says, korb sheet, of course. Since he's cooking it now, it's also. Mor says, no. Ma'adatayma would have thought to say, harsanika, that's the main part of this dish, is the brine of the fish. And since it came from a fish that was salted, so there's no issur bishalakim on the fish. Maybe this dish should be alright. Kamash malon kin chikah. The Torah says no, that what's the main part of this dish? The flour that's put into it. And since he's cooking up this dish, and the main part is flour, so flour there is an issur bishalakim, therefore it's also to eat this dish. So Tayy speaks out to Stephen Tayy, but here Tayy says, bottom to the third bottom place was, the kanar of Eretam mater kinishis. You're not afraid of pasakum, because what are you afraid of? I just eggs inside. Most of them are kosher. We're not afraid of dam today. So therefore, the bishalakum, the ikra is the flour, and therefore every kumay pas. In other words, we have to make a knish out of it. So the crust of the knish, I don't know if it means our knishes, because our knishes, the main thing is the potatoes inside. Could be a different type of a knish that has a small amount of potatoes inside it. Therefore, the main ingredient is the crust outside, and that's like pas, and that's the heter of pasakim, or pas palter. Therefore, the meat of the ingredients is bottled to the yikar. The Gemara says here, the brine oil is bottled to the kemach. You go after the main ingredient of the dish. So if it looks like a cake now, there'll be a heter of pasa akum. That's the heter of cookies also.
I don't understand. This is a gezerah.
Right. Omarav brunya omarav. Oive kechavim shaitzit esor. The guy lit the fire. The yagam. He lit up a whole valley. So what did he do it for? Just to clean out all the grass there. So the locker is kolach hagovim shabakim. If you find now a roasted grasshopper there, asurim, you know, it's also you're not allowed to eat it. So you thought to say, why? Because it's bishalakim. So you ask the maker, what are you talking about? Why is it also? You learn if you're telling me the reason is the lo yoda hai torv hai tome, because mitzias, we don't know which grasshopper is torv and which is tome. Like this man is there, we're not sure which is torv, which is tome. If that's the pshat here, it's so ma'ira of a coven. What do you have to tell me? Because the guy burns up the valley, I feel you scroll down, even if a Jew would do it, it would be the same halachah. The mice of the grasshoppers, we don't know, maybe they're tummy. And it must be, you're telling me, that this Nisya Mishom Bishul of a coven. That since the guy is the one that lit up the valley, it's also teeth now because the Bishul of a coven. The mice of the grasshoppers also was Oyla Shokham Lachim. The Mar says, no. Ki agavna miyosin, such a type of a cooking, does it really become usa? I v'amarav chama ba'ami, amarav pedos, amarav yechanan. Ha yodhi kechavim, the chorech reisha. He has a head of an animal, and he's putting it near the fire just to burn out the hair. He wants to clean out the hair, sijit. He wants to clean out the hair. So you should know, sharu l'mechim in afilum reishunya. Let's say by mistake the ear of the head got burnt up, well become roasted, it's edible. A Jew is allowed to eat that now. Why? Even though the guy cooked it, Alma, what do we see? Lavure star kamechavim. Since the guy's intention was not to cook it, his intention was just to siege to get the hair off. And agav, part of it became edible, it's mutter. You see, it goes past his intentions, it's only us that he had intentions to cook it. So, Chanan here also, when the guy sets fire to the valley, legluye agma kamechavim, his intention was to clean out the reeds from this field. But not to cook the grasshoppers. So the chur should be mutter. So Mor says, true, you're right. But the other, the reason why here was also the lo yoda haitovi atome. Because the Mitzias were not sure which grasshoppers is torn, which is tome. So he asked the question, why only a guy? True, even a Jew. Just the mice to show you about the chavim maya. The mice was by a guy. But it would have been the same halacha by a Jew, since the issur is, because we're not sure which is torn, which is tome. Kufa, what we just say over on top. If he burns out the hair of the animal, from the head tip of the ear, that gets done first. Therefore, this is true. A guy takes a peg, it's wood or metal, they want to dry it out. So he throws it into the oven to dry it out. Now, what happened was, and he puts on the fire now for this purpose, to dry out the peg. And b'kovo bo yisrael kromi kora. It happened to be that a Jew had already put a pumpkin in there before him. And now by the guy turning on the fire for the purpose of drying out his peg, the pumpkin got cooked up. So lachur is sharper dummy that a Jew was allowed to eat this pumpkin now. Because when the guy turned on the fire, it was not for the intentions of cooking, it was for intentions of drying out his peg. So where's the treat? Of course, it's a good sushtos, right? You must know it's a chiddush here. Mother time I would have thought to say, no, when he put his peg, his dried out peg, he had intentions to cook it. Like he wanted to make it nice and soft and hard. Now it's a little bit wet. So maybe he wanted to get all the wetness out of it. That's also called bishul. No, the chiddush is l'shruvei monikom mechavin. His intentions was to make the kli hard, and there's no bishul. Rashi says kamash malon tiyei bishul v'kelim, that there's no bishul v'kelim. You put a kli into an oven, there's no issa bishul. So it says a little bit different. So it asks the question that the Gemara in Shabbos says in a case like this, he's chayiv mishum avashal. If on Shabbos you would take this kli and put it into the oven to dry out, there is an issa bishul. The Tanya is a little bit different than Rashi. Not that there's no bishul by kelim, but it's a smaller type of a bishul. Therefore, by Shabbos that's chomin, it's a diraisa. We're machmir even by a bishul of a kli. But by this Issa the Rabbon of Bishul Ovi Kachovin, the only after the real Bishul, when you have intentions of really doing cooking, which means by food. But here that you're only cooking off a kli, true, first you're surfing it to get all the liquid out, but that's a smaller type of Bishul that's not also a Bishul Akim. That's the Kiddush. And if a guy turns on the fire for this purpose, and then some food gets cooked up there, it's okay. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Haniach Yisrael Bosu Agabi Kholim. The Kiddush is tomorrow. If a Jew put down the meat on top of the coals, and then Ovoi the Kichovim Behofach Bo, and then the guy comes and turns over the food on the coals, so Mutter, a Jew is still not eat this meat. Since the Jew started the cooking, even though the guy finishes it, still it's mutter. So Moses says, "Very listen, hey, dog, what's the case talking about? Elam, if you want to tell me the Eloi Hofach Bay have a boshon that even if the guy would have not turned over the meat or turned over the coal, still it would have been cooked up, done, because of the Jew, so then Shita, for sure it's mutter. What did the guy do? He didn't do anything. Just moving it around, so what? It would have been cooked up without him. So he did nothing. Shita's mutter. Elit must be loud. Dilei Hofach. If he wouldn't have turned over the coals, Le'avi Bashal, the coals would have went out and it wouldn't have been cooked up. And so the Gemara asks, am I mutter? So then why is this meat mutter? The Shulish Lodik Chavaninu. What caused this to become done? Only the guy that mixed up the coals. So that's Siddur Bishalakim. The Halacha we pass on like this. The Halacha is brought down more clearly than the case where the Jew started the Bishal. Even though his Bishal would have not finished it. And the guy finishes the Bishal, still it's mutter. As long as the Jew starts off, it's okay. So the Shachis is not like our Gemara. Our Gemara is clearly not like this. Our Gemara is clearly that if the Jew's first cooking would have went out and would have not finished the job, and the guy finishes it, there is an Issa Bishalakim. So Tal says it's a Machlokes Gemara. We'll see later on. When Makel to say, as we said before, even if a Jew just lights the fire, starts the fire, and then the guy puts the food on top of it, it's mutter. So therefore sure, without the guy, it would never be finished. Still we hold it's a kula. So Allah, we hold not like this Gemara. We hold that as long as a Jew did something, even the smallest amount, just lighting the fire, or even just throwing a stick into the fire, a Jew did anything in the cooking, we hold it's mutter. But this part of the Gemara is still asa. This part of the Gemara, if what the Jew does not finish the cooking, you need the guy to finish the cooking, it'd be awesome.
Like to turn it over.
That would be also then. If without turning it over, it would not get finished, it would be also. So our Gemara says, what's the case here? Like Tzricha, the Loi Hofach, have a Bosho v'tati Shoy. Here we're talking about like this. If the guy wouldn't have turned over the coals, it would have taken longer, it would have taken 2 hours to be finished. But the Hashter, right now that he turned over the coals, called Bosho v'chodeshos, that's finished in 1 hour. So this is the Chiddush. Ma'adotayim, I would have thought to say, Kroi v'bishuli milti, the fact the guy made it finished faster. He made it done in 1 hour. That's called, he was mevashel this meat, it should be also, kamashmula no, that since it would have been finished anyway by the Jew, so the fact that guy made it faster, that's not called bishul, it's still mutter. That's the chiddush here. So far, the Jew has to make it that the whole thing could be cooked. We'll see on the day. Right. I, v'omar rabas, yom rab yechanan, kol shul kamashu ben drusoi, ein bar mishul, bishul yad gachavim. He says, anytime the food is already one-third or one-half cooked by a Jew, so it's edible by Michael Ben Yosef, means the rabbis have no time to cook it, they'll eat it, then there's no way to bishalakim. Mashmo, for einoi k'Michael Ben Rusoi, if it did not get that well done yet, yesh po mishum bishalakim k'chavim. So mashmo, here, that even if it wasn't halfway done yet, and now a guy does something, there is a bishalakim. Gemara says, Hosam over there, Kagain the Isvei Besilta. There we're talking about the issue was that the Jew, true, first put on the coals. The Shakli of the Kagan. And the guy then took the piece of meat off the coal. The Isvei Betanura, now he put it into the oven. So now when he took it off, that's finished with the Jew is cooking. So let's see. If it was already half done or a third done, Kamaka Ben Rusoi, it's Mutter. Then there's no more Issa Bishlakam. But if the first cooking that the Jew did not make it halfway done, and now the guy takes it out of the fire and puts it into the oven, shita, there it's also. Because the guy now took away the Jew's cooking, and now he's like starting a new Maaseh Bishul. And if it's not edible yet, then there'll be an Issa Bishul Akum. That's this price. Tanya Namioch, we don't write this also. Tanya Namiochi, Meniach Yisro Vosor Agabi Gechovim. If a Jew puts the meat there on top of the coal, starts to cook, or boar the Gechovim, or Mahafich boar, he turns over the coal, is Achiyov Yisro Mebeis HaKnesset. While in between, the Jew went to shul, by the time he comes home, or Mebeis HaMed, he went to learn, he comes home, Vienna Choyset, it doesn't have to be afraid. In other words, since he left it on the coal, and when he comes home, it's still on the coals, there's nothing to be afraid about. At most, the guy turned around the coals, and at most, it'll only be Mekar of the Bishol. But it would have been cooked anyway, therefore it's okay. The same thing, Shefeset Isha Kadei Ragabe Kira. A lady is allowed to put the big pot on top of the stove, or voice on the cover, and a guy could come now, on the Gisa, and mix it up. The maid could be there, mixing up the food. That's nothing. Even though she's Mekar of the Bishol, maybe makes it go fast.